أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونستهديه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله. سيد المرسلين وخاتم النبيين ورحمة للعالمين، وصلى الله على آله الطاهرين الذين أذهب الله عنهم الرجس وطهرهم تطهيرا. أوصيكم عباد الله ونفسي بتقوى الله. In today's khutbah, I would like to talk about an ayat from Surah Al-Baqarah. But before I get to the ayat itself, I would like to present two terms in the Islamic literature. One is known as Darul Bala. When we look at the present life, our life in this dunya, you will see this concept in the hadith, that this is Darul Bala, the abode of test and trial. In contrast to that, when we talk about the hereafter, the eternal life in the Akhirah, this is known as Darul Jaza. So we go through test and trial here, and then we face the Jaza and the consequences in the hereafter. And when we talk about Bala here, Bala is not the way we use in Farsi or Urdu. This is more in the meaning of ibtila and imtihan, where our, you know, potentials, our virtues actually come out when we are under pressure. If there is no challenge, there is no test and trial, the real worth of a person cannot be known. And so this dunya is Darul Bala and the Akhirah is Darul Jaza. Now, the ibtila that we go through, the test and trial that we go through, can be of different types. In Surah Baqarah, ayat number 155, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala actually describes five types of ibtila that He can put us into, one or the other. And the beginning of the words there is very powerful, where He says, وَلِنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ. نَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ is a verb. The la before that is to emphasize. And even the shadda at the end, so there's double emphasis. That verily, surely, we are going to put you into bala. Into bala, into test and trial. Bishay'in. In different ways. And what are those five ways? He says, min al-khawf. One of them could be fear and insecurity. You know, maybe political instability in the society. Number two, waljur, hunger and thirst. Number three, wa naqsin min al amwal, loss of your wealth. I can give you, that is a test, and I can deprive you of it. That is also an imtihan and ibtila. Wal anfus, and loss of your person. Could be illness, sickness, or even death. I could ask you to give your life for my cause. وَالثَّمَرَاتِ. And then he says at the end, the loss of fruits. It doesn't mean he's talking about a farm. The, you know, fruits of our life are our children. Allah says, I can bless you with children, and I can even test you by taking your child away. And so we see this, you know, five kinds of different, you know, levels or the categories of imtihan and ibtila. When we look at the issue of khawf, the first one, insecurity and instability in the society, let me relate it to, you know, briefly what I talked about, the freedom of expression in last Friday's khutbah. That we, alhamdulillah, we thank Allah and we cherish the relative security, stability, and the freedom of expression and the freedom to practice our faith in this part of the world. And this is something we have to be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for it. But of course, it doesn't mean, you know, the Western powers are necessarily the angels. No. You know, they might be angels in their own homes. But when it comes to how they deal with the other, countries around the world, you know, this is where we are appalled by the hypocrisy of these powers. You look at the issue of freedom of expression that I talked about last week. The champions of human rights and freedom of expression in the world, in the West especially, are totally silent when it comes to the Saudi government and the way how it treats its own people, putting them into prison simply for criticizing the government policies. You know, two examples today. One is of Salma al-Shihab. She's a Saudi coming from the Eastern province. And she was a candidate for PhD at Leeds University studying in UK in oral and dental medicine. During her holiday trip back to Saudi Arabia, she was arrested. This is in January of 2021. And she was sentenced for 6 years in prison. For what? For forwarding the tweets of those women who were fighting for their own rights in the kingdom. You know, supporting their cause. Nothing more than that. It's not that she was doing, you know, protesting on the street. No, it's just on the social media, she was expressing her support. And, you know, she was sentenced for 6 years in prison. But the prosecutor appealed that this is not sufficient. And just this month, you know, her sentence was increased to 34 years. Only for being active on social media, asking for the basic rights of women in Saudi Arabia. And remember one of the points that this lady, Salma al-Shahab, is also from the Shi'i background. She comes from the Eastern province, and that is also a factor in the way they have dealt with her. And this is a verdict which comes just a month after the visit of U.S. President there, you know, visiting the Crown Prince, who is the main power there. And this is where we see, you know, they talk about democracy, human rights, and everything, but they are best friends with the most, you know, worst of the tyrants in this world. And these people in Saudi Arabia, they do not only go after the Shias, their own clergy, their own ulama and the a'imma of masajid, if any one of them criticizes any policy of the government, not only they are dismissed from their position, you know, they are sent to the court. You have a prominent sheikh, one of the imams of Masjid al-Haram in Mecca, Sheikh Saleh al-Talib. He was, arrested for what? And then sent to prison for 10 years. Because he, in his khutbah, basically criticized the General and Entertainment Authority. This is the government body, you know, bringing about reform in the society. You know, for them, development is entertainment. And mashallah, you know, our people also sometimes get into it. That's not development. That is not progress. As I said even last time, you know, why don't we see any serious long-term education programs at a higher level in Saudi Arabia? They're building a whole city for the entertainment for the Westerners to come there. Or the golf tournament. These are not the standards for the development of any society or any country in that way. And he basically, condemned them for the concerts and the events. He says these are against our religious norms and the cultural norms of our people. And because of that, basically, he was dismissed from his position, and now he's sitting in the jail for 10 years. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help the oppressed and punish the oppressors. إِنَّ أَحْسَنَ الْحَدِيثِ كِتَابُ اللَّهِ الْعَزِيزِ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ وَالْعَصْرِ إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرِ إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الذي لا إله إلا هو الحليم الكريم غافر الذنب وقابل التوبة وهو الغفور الرحيم. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا هو العتوف للعباد بجوده والعوال والعواد على المذنبين بحلمه. ونشهد أن محمدا نبيه وحبيبه. سيد المرسلين وشفيع المذنبين ورحمة للعالمين صلى الله عليه وآله الداعين إلى سبيل الله بالحكمة والموعظة الحسنة قادة الأمم وأولياء النعمة ومعدن الرحمة. أوصيكم عباد الله بالتوبة مما سلف من ذنوبكم. The second and the third category in the list of this ayat from 155 from Surah Baqarah, we see that the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then talks about waljoo', hunger and thirst, wa naqsin min al-amwal, and the loss of wealth. Sometimes these things happen, you know, hunger and thirst, because of man-made actions. Either, you know, what we call mismanagement of the natural resources that people have, or because of war. You look at the situation of malnutrition there for the children in Yemen. This is directly because of the war which is going on, imposed on the people of Yemen by the Saudis and their allies and those who are supporting them from far away. But sometimes this issue of hunger and thirst or loss of wealth could even be because of the natural phenomenon, not a doing of anyone as far as humans are concerned. And that is the example that we see these days of flooding in Pakistan. It's a tragedy. It brings about suffering, and that is one form of imtihan and ibtila that that nation is going through. Especially, we are told, in Sindh, Balochistan, and the southern parts of Punjab province. And, you know, according to one of the reports, the country normally gets 3 to 4 cycles of rain, but this time they're going through 8 monsoon cycles. And this is where the flooding has come. More than 400,000 homes have been destroyed, and many, many people, probably in millions, who have been displaced. Now, these people in Pakistan at the moment are going through their ibtila and imtihan, their test and trial, you know, by losing their homes and their positions and being displaced. And we here are being tested. We are going through our imtihan to see how much we can help in relieving their suffering. So there is imtihan over there, and then there is imtihan over here. And it's, we see that even based on the situation in Pakistan, the Grand Ayatollah Sistani has sent a message of prayers for them, and has specifically allowed the Shias inside Pakistan. It's important to remember that. Those who are inside Pakistan, they have been allowed by him to directly, you know, spend 2/3 of the Sahmi Imam for those who are suffering, whether they're neighbors or, you know, people around, or even giving to the organizations who are working on these relief matters. Those who are outside Pakistan, you know, of course, this ijazah doesn't apply on them, but, you know, it's not only khums. You know, there is donations, there's sadaqat. You know, I remember somebody was saying, you know, why we do only talk about that 20% out of our savings? What about the 80% that I still have? You know, use that. That is your real contribution because it is from your money. You know, when once it goes into the department of khums, it's not necessarily in your control anymore. And so I would urge the community to do whatever they can, and especially the organizations which are there in Canada and U.S., because this is a question which is coming up since last night. I've been asked about it by many people, that Al Sistani has given the ijazah. That ijazah is only for the Shias, men and women who are in Pakistan. But the organizations who are there in Canada or U.S., if they have their own ijazah to use Sahm-e-Imam for charitable purpose, they can act according to their own ijazah and according to the limits given to them. Let me end, since we are into the days of Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salatu wassalam. There is a statement in the dua that we have from his duas on the month of in the month of Sha'ban. And it's a really powerful dua where we say one of the things that we ask, وَرْزُقْنِي مُوَاسَاتَ مَنْ قَطَّرْتَ عَلَيْهِ مِنْ رِزْقِكَ بِمَا وَسَّعْتَ عَلَيَّ مِنْ فَضْلِكَ. It is a prayer where we are saying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that give me the ability to help those whose sustenance you have restrained. Just think about it. Allah has decided to put certain individuals or people under ibtila, imtihan, by restraining their resources. And I'm asking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, give me the opportunity to help from what you have given to me to help those whose resources you have restrained. It might look sometimes that we are being bi-adab, you know. Allah has decided this to do with them, so what is our concern? No, this is a way of saying that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you have given me more than my need, and I would like to express my gratitude to you by helping those who are less fortunate. And that is something we have to keep in mind. You know, in the name of the fourth Imam, inshallah, we can help our brothers and sisters and the people who are suffering in Pakistan at the moment. Allahumma salli ala Sayyid al-Mursaleen wa Shafi al-Mudhunabin, Nabiyyina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Wa ala Imam al-Muttaqeen wa Amir al-Mu'minin Ali ibn Abi Talib salawatullah alayhi. وعلى سيدة نساء العالمين سيدتنا فاطمة بنت رسول الله صلوات الله عليها وعلى سيد الشباب أهل الجنة الحسن المجتبى والحسين الشهيد بكربلاء This ayat in Surah Baqarah talks about five kinds of, you know, ibtila and imtihan. And people partially might be affected by it, one or two maybe. But if you want to see all those five different ways of imtihan coming together, you remember Hussein ibn Ali. There was khawf in Karbala, especially in Sham-e Ghariba. There was hunger and thirst in Karbala. There was a loss of wealth. Everything was looted. Loss of lives, not one or two, 72 plus. Was-samarat, and Hussein willingly gave his children for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. والأئمة المسلمين علي بن الحسين ومحمد بن علي وجعفر بن محمد وموسى بن جعفر وعلي بن موسى ومحمد بن علي وعلي بن محمد والحسن بن علي عليهم الصلاة والسلام. اللهم صل على مولانا الحجة بن الحسن صاحب العصر والزمان. ما أحيا آثار البدء والطغيان أحد بأبنية الشرك والنفاق حاسد فلو البغي والشقاق صلوات الله وسلامه عليه وعلى آبائه الكرام ما اتصلت الليالي والأيام. اللهم عجل الفرج وصح المخرج واكحل ناظرنا بنظرة منا إليه واجعلنا من المستشهدين بين يديه. اللهم اجعلنا ممن يذكر فتنفعه الذكرى. إن الله يعمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينحى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون.